It's Thursday morning and time for NPR News arts and culture reporter Marianne Combs to join us and give us a look at what's happening this weekend in the arts world. Marianne, what's going on this weekend? Are we jam-packed with holiday things or are we avoiding the holidays and taking one more weekend to sort of like enjoy other things?
Well, oh, here's the deal. There are a ton of holiday things out there. And I'm sure many people are already aware of just the bevy of available productions, whether it's Nutcracker or A Christmas Carol or what have you. But I have a few things for those of you who are maybe not interested in celebrating the holidays so much or ramping up this early on. Here's another weekend's worth of things that you can do that have nothing to do with the holidays.
You can keep your mind off of it until next week.
Right.
All right.
Right.
So what do you have for
denial? So here are a couple of things. You know, if you're interested in fashion, there are two shows, not one, but two shows out there that are great for people interested in fashion or the photography around fashion. So first off, you may have heard that there's a new show at the Minneapolis Institute of Arts called Italian Style.
We've heard about this and it sounds really cool.
It is really cool. This is one of those things where you walk through and you see all of these mannequins who are sporting beautiful outfits from the late 1940s through to today.
And this is like the Gucci, Versace.
Yes, Prada.
Yep.
All of these amazing names that are so familiar to us. But what most people don't know is that the Italian fashion scene really came out of World War II. It was sort of their like attempt at creating their own new industry and rebuilding the economy. So this is a relatively new thing. So you get to sort of see and learn about the Italian history behind this whole fashion outcrop while seeing dresses that Audrey Hepburn wore in movies during that whole sort of fascination with Rome, Roman
cool.
holiday, films like that. And then you get to see jewelry that famous actresses wore, as well as just these amazing, gorgeous dresses, leather shoes, you know, studded with these amazing jewels and encrusted. So gorgeous eye candy, as well as telling a really interesting historical story. That's at the MIA. That's Italian Style. Now, for a smaller sort of small gallery look at with a more focused lens, you can go over to Weinstein Gallery, which has a show of female fashion photographers. And it goes back to like the 1940s up to today and has these amazing, beautiful photographs that are used to sell fashion. Some of them are of the clothing. Some are creating a mood around the clothing. But focusing on the work of female photographers who were influential but didn't get the attention that the male fashion photographers got. So that's going on at the Weinstein Gallery. So really nice to sort of pair an afternoon. You go have lunch. And I have to say, going to the MIA's Italian Style exhibition, people dress up to see this show. I have never seen as many Minnesotans sporting leather as I have in the galleries at the MIA during this show.
That's really interesting because I was wondering if you saw me walking down the street, you would have no clue that fashion history is actually really fascinating to me.
Really?
Because, well, I mean, look at me right now. But
you and I dress for comfort.
Okay,
let's be
so
frank.
maybe kick it up a notch if you're going to go to the MIA.
I certainly felt underdressed when I was there. So yeah, I'd say a lot of people are dressing up and making a thing out of their date over at the MIA.
All right, what else do we have?
Well, we have another show. This is by a relatively new company called Seventh House, which features a lot of great local young talent. So I'm really excited to see what they're bringing together with this show at the Guthrie on the Dowling Studio, the smaller, more experimental stage. It's a show called Jonah and the Whale, a new musical. And they're taking, you know, one of the most familiar stories from the Old Testament, and they're turning it into a bluegrass and folk musical.
I read that and I was really intrigued. I'll
yeah.
put it that way. Yeah.
I mean, and what a fabulous style of music to set to something biblical, because, you know, bluegrass and folk, there's a lot of hardship in it. But it's also, you know, sort of journeyman music. And so this whole tale of Jonah and the whale, I think it's going to be a really interesting setting putting it to bluegrass and folk music. And I, like I said, there's some great acting talent, young acting talent in this show, so I can't wait to check it out. That's at the Guthrie in the Joe Dowling's, the Guthrie Theater's Dowling Studio, Jonah and the Whale.
So you know probably what the holiday events are this weekend. Marianne, thank you for the departure. And these are some cool things. I mean, you know, and I love the whole history of fashion, too. I'm glad that you brought that up.
Yeah. And, you know, it's sort of like looking at a bunch of pretty presents when you walk through those galleries.
I know. You can look, but don't touch. Marianne Combs, she's an arts and culture reporter for Minnesota Public Radio News, and she's kind enough to drop by and let us know what's going on in the arts and culture world every Thursday morning. It's 89.3 The Current.